You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Get a load of this. You see all of the now hiring signs everywhere, businesses up and down every street. Well, here's one of the reasons why. They say the jobs report came out for August and showed that a record number of people, 4.3 million people, quit their jobs in August. That's almost 3% of the entire workforce just walked out the door.
They're calling it the Great Resignation.
Yeah, isn't it wild?
It is wild. Good time, though, if you need a job. You get scooped up pretty quick.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. The more I read about people's motivations for all of this, they're like, you know, they're holding companies to higher standards and stuff. Well, I don't know if this is going to turn out to be a grass is always greener situation for a lot of people or what, because I think this kind of feeds on itself and people get all fired up like, I'm going to quit my job. And then they do. And they're like, oh, it's not actually better somewhere else.
I wish I had a dental plan right now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll work out for some people. Yeah. I'm sure it will. Yeah. But for others, it may not be the move.
My sweet knickknack went into the office the other day. It's the first time she's been in there in over a year. She said it was weird. No, she didn't quit. They're doing this weird office sharing thing now. It's a whole thing that everyone's kind of like, huh?
What does that mean?
I don't want to get into it because it's her job on the air. Oh. But it's funny because she's been in her office for 15 years, whatever, and it took her 7 hours to clean it out. 7 hours. She came home with a lot of old stuff. She was finding Walkmans, copies of Braveheart on VHS. She's like, why do I have all this?
At the office.
Especially. Yeah, it was really weird. So, yeah.
Was she glad to be back, though?
Yes, she was.
Just to get away from
you. She said it was weird to put on, like, work clothes, you know, like... Mm. Nice shoes. She came home and she had some really sexy looking like high heels on. I was like, oh, those are nice. I haven't seen those in a while. She's like, you should have seen the inch and a half of dust I had to peel off them before I had to put them on.
Yeah. It was funny you bring that up because just the other day, Gretch brought up something about her heels. I mean, in the closet, she still has her collection of heels from when she was, you know, working as a salesperson in an office. And she was like, I don't know if I'll ever wear these again. The rest of my... She should send them to Nicole.
There you go.
Oh, my God. She has got some really expensive, nice shoes, and she's just not ever going to wear them again.
It was funny to see her kick them off after 7-8 hours, and her poor feet were, like, bright red. She's rubbing her toes. Yeah. She's like, oh, my toes.
Do you know what size shoe your wife wears?
14, 15.
That's great, man. That is excellent. Because I thought I knew, but I don't know my wife's shoe size.
You don't?
That was a mind bender once, actually.
Yeah, she's a 9.5, knick-knack. She's got fairly large feet.
I was going to say.
Which is nice, because if you buy gifts or you go looking for shoes for her, they've always got her size, because she's got giant, massive feet.
What's going on with singers in America? First, there's the story of this past weekend, Steve Harwell. He's the lead singer of Smash Mouth. Google him, kids. And apparently he got sloppy drunk over the weekend and was saying and doing a lot of things on stage at a show in New York, went viral. And now here we are just a few days later. He has announced he's retiring.
Good. I watched the videos. Business. He was a mess. He was
a mess.
Smashed mouth.
Smash mouth. So he is retiring, allegedly. We'll see how long that lasts.
All right.
And then... Over in the country music world, you got Tim McGraw in his hat, and he's on
this
stage,
one too.
And he's performing a show in Reno, Nevada, and he wasn't really on his A game, Jeremy, because he couldn't remember the words to his songs. I'm Tim McGraw, and I don't know the words to my songs.
Twang.
So the crowd started heckling him, which didn't sit well with Tim or his hat. And he stood there and glared. There's this great video of him, like, striking a pose and glaring.
Yeah.
And then he allegedly is going down into the crowd. But I noticed, conveniently, that he only went to the edge of the stage where his gigantic bouncers were standing.
Right.
I thought, that's
yeah,
not
but
that
still,
tough.
Tim McGraw is pretty jacked. I wouldn't.
I know he's jacked.
This is in this guy's kitchen, man.
I understand, but still, he stayed right there by his bouncers.
You throw a punch at him, and the bouncers are taking you out.
Yes. Anyway, and then he got back up on stage and tried to explain it away by saying he's been busy filming some documentary or whatever, and his wife is getting on his nerves or something. Mm. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, not a good time for singers. They're kind of making fools of themselves.
They're because drunk and violent.
It's all going out on TikTok videos. So the thing about the Tim McGraw one is that during that whole video, if you listen to it, there's some woman in the background screaming about 20 times, "Do the show! Just do the show!" And she's right.
Yeah.
Get back on stage where we paid good money for you to remember the words.
That's right. Sleepyhead.
Right, what else is right?
I got a couple more crap on celebrities here. Shatner. William Shatner is getting ready to take the trip of his lifetime.
Is that today?
He's a fake astronaut, and now he's going to really go to space. 90-year-old former Star Trek captain is getting
today?
On board the Blue Origin New Shepard NS-18 at 8 o'clock Mountain Time today. It's a historic flight. Wow. He'll be the oldest dude ever to go to space. And if you want to watch it, it'll be live streamed on the Blue Origin's YouTube channel. So I know we'll probably click that on here in the studio.
Yeah, as that's it's just going an hour on. Or so away.
Yeah, very, very soon. This is amazing. It's absolutely fantastic. It's not our clickbait, but it is on our Facebook page if you want to watch this. There is an actor named Jamie Costa, it looks like. Costa. Let's go with Costa. And
Costa.
He looks exactly like a young Robin Williams, and he does a spot-on impression. The best I have ever seen. He just released a video called Robin Test Footage Scene, and it's kind of making a case for him to do a biopic of Robin Williams. He's playing Mork and Mindy, the Mork and Mindy era Robin in the video.
Mm-hmm.
He gets told by another actress in the video that John Belushi just died. And he does comedy in the beginning, and then he gets very dramatic when the actress tells him that John Belushi died. And you guys, it's awesome.
It really is. I watched the whole thing.
I was just like, I couldn't turn it off. It was so mm-hmm. fantastic. So check it out. That's on our Facebook page, and I'm rooting for this guy. If they make a movie about Robin Williams, he has to be.
I agree.
He has to be playing him. Really important news. Today is National M&M's Day.
Yes.
Not the rapper. Not Slim Shady. Pro tip, check out the English Toffee Peanut M&M's, the Pretzel M&M's, and the Fudge Brownie M&M's, if you can find those.
I have not heard Ermigerd. Of the Fudge Brownie.
Ermigerd. Really, really good stuff.
I'm stuck in the old days with my peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, no. M&Ms have evolved, buddy.
Not peanut M&Ms, peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter?
Peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah, those are good,
Even
too.
That is dated now.
Yeah, I think so. They got all sorts of M&Ms. Here's for the alcoholics listening to Trending this morning. There's a new vodka called Paranormal Reserve coming out. They are limited edition bottles of vodka that have been aged in America's most haunted places. This company sent out a press release the other day. There's only going to be 60 bottles. They've been rested for 7 days in three of America's most haunted houses. There's some Iowa axe murder house from 1912 that one's been hanging out at. The Trans-Aleg something or other asylum.
All right.
Whatever. It's supposed to be the most haunted insane asylum in America. And then the farm on Round Top Road, which was inspired by the movie The Conjuring, and it housed the famous Annabelle doll. Anyway, each of these bottles has been there for, does it say 60 days? Is that what I said? No, there's only 60 bottles.
3 days?
No, it was more than that, wasn't it? I thought I had it in here. Anyway, they parked these vodka bottles at these haunted locations. And they're slapping a $140 price tag on each of them.
Oh, forget that.
And I don't know if you drink them, you become possessed, or the spirits start attacking your house.
I mean, the price tag scares me more than
God.
The vodka.
Well, then they try to couch it as like it comes with these soft gloves so you can handle it. And it's like in a wooden box and all this crap. So anyway, it's gimmicky. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty funny TikTok video that's floating around this morning. It's a party planner screw up. This woman went to a Walmart and ordered a sandwich platter for a party. And on the little request, she said she wanted her sandwiches half wheat, half white. And of course, wouldn't that, you know, you got 50 sandwiches, you got 25 of them on wheat, you got 25 of them on white.
But no.
But no. You're going to have to watch the video to see how they screwed up. I'm not going to spoil it for you. She pulls the lid off the sandwich platter in the video, and you're like, what? Check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.